morning. My guest this morning is Dan Berger, an instructor at the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute called OLLI. Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
So your class, the class that you're teaching this year, is called Wines of the World.
Wines of the World.
Talk about it a bit.
Oh, it's really fun. We start with the socio-political history of all these different regions, and we also start basically with the basics of winemaking, how wine is made. It sounds awfully simple to some people, but it's somewhat more complicated than that. So we do have a couple of hours on that subject, and then we have some investigation into the socio-political histories in Italy, Germany, France, New Zealand, Australia, Argentina, Chile, Spain, Portugal, etc.
Where is there not wine?
Yeah, there's wine just about everywhere. And the nice thing about it is that there are wonderful stories to tell. And the more you know about the people, the more you know about the land, the more you enjoy wine. And part of our class session is going to include a little bit about value for the consumer so that people know what they're buying and how the wine will actually be affordable for you.
But no actual wine on the premises.
We are not going to serve wine at this particular class session because this was a kind of a last-minute addition to the program, so we haven't come up with that format yet. But the entertaining value of this and the educational value of this is going to be clear when you see the outline.
Right. So how did you get your information on wine? You obviously are quite well read and drunk.
Well read and drunk. That's a great way of putting it, Roland. That's my life, in effect, in a nutshell. I started writing about wine in 1975.
Wow.
So, and I've been doing my wine column syndicated for the last 40 years. So it's been a lot of fun to be writing the column, but the most important thing is the connections I've had with the winemakers and with wine consumers, and the anecdotes that I can tell are either funny or poignant or both.
So were you around wine when the big switch occurred, when all of a sudden Europe found out about California wine?
Yeah, I was sort of at the beginning of this whole process.
Yeah, right,
actually began drinking wine seriously with an eye toward quality back in the early 70s.
Uh-huh.
So I've been involved in the industry indirectly or directly for probably 60 years.
Right. So where do you see the industry going that it hasn't been before?
I think that we're just starting to see different styles of wine coming up from different regions, and the styles are being made very much more distinctively. And I think that word distinctive is really the byword for the next century.
Do you think it's likely that, particularly here in California, that we are going to be seeing and tasting more and more wines from other countries?
I think we'll see more and more as Europe and the Southern Hemisphere begin to expand their horizons, and then there's going to be that much more wine that's affordable, and we'll start to see all those. The East Coast already gets a larger percentage of European wines. We're starting to see a little bit larger percentage now of European wines.
In your class, do you deal at all with people making their own wines?
Not really. The first class that we're going to be teaching is going to be about the basics of winemaking, but that's about it. Homemade wine is a whole different branch. I could teach it, but that's not what the schedule is for this class session.
Give us a single wine that you've discovered recently that you really think is wonderful.
Cool climate red wines from New Zealand.
Nobody
really talks about the red wines of New Zealand, but they are fascinating, and they're inexpensive for what they deliver, and they are real characterful. The word distinctive that I used a moment ago, that really is exemplified by good New Zealand red wine.
Oh, boy. Thank you very much for coming in, Dan. Let's tell people that this is only a single part of OLLI, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at SSU. And to find out all about it, 664-2677. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.